am older than time. In the beginning, I was only mist in the darkness. The Lord's face hovered over me and condensed my vapors into water and formed the heavens. He then separated me into five great bodies of water, and I became the mother of all seas, lakes, and streams. The land appeared. Then the Almighty decorated the heavens with stars. He hung the moon and the sun, and they circled the earth, turning the night into day. There was balance, and the season began. God created living things. Plants cover the face of the land and the bottom of my salty floors. Great numbers of birds flew in the heavens, and fishes and wonderful creatures filled my waters. God created animals of all shapes and forms to roam the earth. I witnessed God form man in his own image. Then he created woman from the rib of the man. The man and woman were appointed to govern over all creatures, great and small, with the exception of one fruit-bearing tree. They were to nourish their bodies abundantly on the foods that God had created. As the keeper of the paradise, man and woman owed God only their obedience, love, and praise. When God's work was done, he declared it good, and he rested. For many years from sandy shores, I admired the handiwork of the Lord. I beheld the birth of all creatures and the beauty of the flowers. The first man and the woman swam in my waters and sunned on my shores. They were happy. Oh, but the day of the temptation came. They ate of the forbidden fruit, and the Lord cast them out in the garden. They wandered far from my shore, and I no longer could be watchful of them. The woman bore children, and her children born descendants. They littered my shores and tried to claim me. I fought back with raging storms and winds. No man owns me. I have and always will belong to the Creator. They built ships to sail on my waters and travel from shore to shore. There were good men, but most forgot about the Creator and began to worship false gods. God was angry. He told Noah to build an ark and take aboard his family and two of every animal on earth. He commanded me to create great storms in the heavens to open up. Heavy rains fell from the sky for 40 days and cleansed the earth. When the rain ceased, a rainbow appeared in the heavens. It was a new day and a new life began. Mankind's numbers grew again and they covered the earth. Some were wise men and others were fools. Some were faithful to God and others unfaithful even to themselves. There were bloody wars upon my shores, and people were enslaved by other nations. There were sickness and sorrows, and even the most godly of men sinned. God wrote his laws in stone, and Moses delivered them from Mount Sinai to the people. Still, there were many people that went astray. They lusted after one another, killed one another. There were liars and thieves among the people of God. God said that the people needed an example and a teacher. God searched my shores and found Mary. The archangel Gabriel told her she was to bear the Son of God, and he was to be called Jesus. The child was born, and I watched him grow in the likeness of his father. He taught fishermen to be fishers of men, and he walked on my waters. He healed the sick and forgave the wicked. He waved his hand and commanded me to be calm, and I was still. He was the Messiah. When the tide changed, many of his followers deserted him, and Pontius Pilate sentenced Jesus to be crucified. It was a stormy day, and all the creatures in my waters wept. The earthy beast wailed, and the heavens were dark, but the deed was done according to God's plan. For 3 days, my waters grieved. But on the third day, our beloved Son arose from the dead. He was alive, and the oceans mourned no more. Like my tide washed the shore, their Savior had washed away their sins. And with His precious blood, Jesus promised to all that followed Him everlasting life in the house of His Father. Heaven and earth rejoiced, and my waters roared in victory. Oh, if only that had been the end of man's sinful ways. Many years have passed since that glorious day. I have unwillingly hosted pirates and great ships of war. The heavens are filled with smog and flying machines, and the earth is cluttered with man-made stones and bricks. I have seen green lands polluted and my water bleed with chemical waste. Many people have forgotten God's word and live for their own satisfaction. However, I have not lost faith. Blessed are those that protect me and follow our Lord. Together, we shall see the day when the sun walks upon our shores again. Until then, yours always, the ocean.